人品可不错。
Well, sorry we're late, folks, but somebody at WWCR apparently went to sleep on the board and decided to play a poem for 4.5 minutes of the airtime that we're paying for. And somebody at WWCR will hear about that tomorrow. You're listening, of course, once again, to the hour of the time. And tonight we're going to open the phones, so don't go away, folks.
When a star is born, it possesses a gift or two, and one of them is this: it has the power to make a wish come true. When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, you'll reflect it to me. When you wish upon a star, I'll be
if you're going to call, when we place you on hold, if you're not going to stay and wait for us to answer the phone, don't bother wasting our time. We don't have the time to waste with you. If you want to call and talk, and you call during the time that we're playing a musical selection, you're going to have to wait on hold. If you can't wait on hold, don't call. And I don't care if that makes you mad or not. The number is 602-337-2524. Tonight is open phones. Once again, 602-337-2524. You can talk about whatever subjects are on your mind. I think everybody knows what's been going on in Congress. At least I hope you do. 4922 was passed by the House, which literally, if it's passed also by the Senate and goes through the conference committee and comes up for a vote and is passed again, then they'll be able to tap your phones anytime they want to for whatever reason they want to. Also, you should all know that on October the 24th in Lansing, Michigan, a city everybody thought was a good American city, is going to raise the United Nations flag above City Hall. That's Lansing, Michigan, on October 24th, they're going to raise the United Nations flag above City Hall. And from what I hear, it's going to be a big whoop-de-doo celebration. Yep, it's going to be a real hoot, folks. It's going to have the high school band out there, and the whole city's going to turn out. And they're all going to cheer for the raising of the United Nations flag above the City Hall in Lansing, Michigan, on October the 24th. I think as many of you as possible should show up there, and I think you should rip that flag down and burn it right there in front of that City Hall. This is the United States of America, not the United Nations of the world. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, William Cooper.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm calling from Montana here. What do you know about Paul Harvey? Is he a credible gentleman to listen to, or he's a... America seems to love him. I don't know. I seems to be conservative, but...
Why are you asking this?
I don't know. I was thinking about the other day. I was just wondering if, you know, a lot of people, you know, the masses seem to like him, but I don't know if he's, you know, like your Kaji research and...
What difference does it make?
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
You should listen to everybody and read everything and not believe anything unless you can prove it true or false. Doesn't matter who says it. Doesn't matter if I say it. Doesn't matter if Clinton says it. Doesn't matter if Paul Harvey says it. Doesn't matter if the man who's sitting on half his brain says it.
Right. And I listen to, you know, like, you know, these talk show syndicate, you know, people like Chuck Carter and so forth, and or Tom Valentine. And I, you know, and I hear what you're saying, too. And so I like to, you know, sort out what...
One thing you should never do is call somebody else and ask them who you should listen to.
Right. I thought maybe you had a comment.
No, my comment is listen to everybody, read everything, and don't believe anything from anybody unless you can prove it.
Well, I'll keep listening.
In other words, don't listen for a leader. Don't look around for somebody to believe.
Right. Hey, have you heard about, I heard this call going out. It's about whether Janet Reno was made some type of a deal that was going after the Patriot leaders. Is that a bunch of hearsay, or is that, I heard that over talk radio.
I have no idea. I wrote in my book years ago that they would eventually come after the Patriot leaders, and they will. Patriot leaders cannot exist in a world government if you're loyal to a constitution and a country.
Yep.
Patriotism and the New World Order, I wrote in my book, and I said repeatedly over and over again on this show, will be considered to be a mental illness.
Yeah, I know it. They're already looking at patriots like that already as a bunch of wackos, but... we'll stand up.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. A lot of patriots are wackos. A lot of them are racist. A lot of them are religious fanatics.
Yeah, I heard that.
And some of them are honest-to-goodness patriots who really understand what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights is all about and understands what freedom is all about.
But
to most people, freedom is I'm free to do my thing, and the Constitution gives me all these rights to do my thing and believe in my religion, but if you don't believe in what I do and you don't believe in my religion, you don't have any rights. If you're not my race and you're not my color, you don't have any rights.
Right. Yeah, I've heard some of those guys.
Yeah.
Sir Peters, he's a good one for that.
Well, you've got to understand also that they all believe what they're saying in their hearts.
Yeah. I had a guy give me a bunch of tapes from Pete Peters, and hope you do it. I tell you, some of the stuff is so far out, I don't know how people could believe it.
Well, I do. I know how they can believe it, because for half of my life, I believed all the bullshit, too. And so did you. So did everybody else. It's not until you wake up and discover what the truth is that you begin to start to live the truth, if you do at all.
You going to be at a Preparedness Expo here pretty soon? Or?
No, I'm never going to go to Preparedness Expo ever again.
Yeah. Not as long as Bo Greitz is there, huh?
No, it has nothing to do with Bo Greitz. It has to do with Dan Chittick.
Oh.
Dan Chittick doesn't like it when I get up there and tell the truth, and somebody who doesn't like what I say goes and complains to him.
Yep.
He tries to control what I say, and I will not to be censored. So I will not go to Preparedness Expo.
Yeah, yeah. He was at some health, holistic awareness type thing that was that in Colorado or something? It was a few months ago, or
no, not me.
What was that again? I thought.
Last time I was in Colorado was in Denver, and that was over a year ago.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
602-337-2524, folks. I don't know. At least twice a year I turn up in six places where I never was, and at least twice a year I turn up dead somewhere, according to the rumors. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill. I've been intending to call you for some time. This is Tom in Georgia.
Hello, Tom.
I've got something here off Radio Netherlands on 910 that I thought was rather interesting. I made some pretty good notes on it. They were talking about laser weapons that the U.S. had received, 1,100 handheld laser weapons, which have a range of 1,000 meters and can blind. Batteries are good for 3,000 pulse shots, and weapon weight is about the same as a rifle. International Red Cross in Geneva is appealing to the U.S. to stop production and use. They are almost impossible to defend against due to the large variety of wavelengths used. And I don't know if you are aware of that or not, but I thought I'd pass it on through.
Yes, me above most understands fully what they have and are capable of using, and the fact that the people that we face, as you can see, what they're doing to our country, to our rights, to everything. Yeah, yeah. They have no morals whatsoever. They don't care.
Well, I think that probably explains why there's a large number of surplus laser protective goggles available from the U.S. Inventory now, because they don't protect against these things. So whatever they got, for whatever it's worth, I think we better try to figure out a countermeasure for. I don't know what it is, but hopefully somebody out there listening will. The other thing is, what's happened to Linda Thompson? What's her status?
Her telephone number is in every one of the tapes that she's produced, yet everybody's afraid to call her. They call me and ask me about Linda Thompson. Call Linda Thompson.
Okay. We can do that.
I don't understand that.
I hadn't heard you mention her, and I thought she was going to be on your show as a guest.
Linda's live and well, and she's doing what she always does. She does research. She has federation, the American Justice Federation, that she's involved in. She's involved with the militia in her state, and she's doing what she always does. She travels and speaks and all kinds of things.
She'd get back on the air.
Well, that's up to her. I have nothing to do with it.
I know. Well, hey, enjoy talking with you, and keep up the good work.
Hello.
There's a bunch of us out here listening to you every night when we can pick you up.
Okie doke.
All righty. Good night.
Thanks for calling. 602-337-2524 is the number if you'd like to tell us what's on your mind. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
I was wondering if you ever did any research on Apollo 13 and if, it blew up and launched on 1313 military time and blew up on the 13th.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13?
Right. You were talking about the number 13, how it
had
some significance. And it seems pretty strange to me that you have 413s there, and I can't prove it. I was just wondering if you ever looked into that.
No.
Well, okay.
No, sometimes rockets blow up.
Right, but it was like halfway to the moon when this happened. I mean, it could be a coincidence, but...
Well, I really don't understand. I don't think Apollo 13 blew up.
Well...
Do you?
Okay, there you go. If you think that, then
what?
Something was... If you think it never blew up, then you must think something went on.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about a spacecraft with people on board.
Right.
What happened to the people?
They made it back.
How'd they make it back if their spacecraft blew up?
Well, they got in the lunar module. And
what they had was a malfunction with their oxygen equipment.
They claimed they could look out and see the exploded oxygen tank.
Well, the spacecraft didn't blow up. They had a problem with their oxygen system.
Right, but they didn't have enough oxygen in the...
Now you're getting to the real truth of the matter. The spacecraft didn't blow up.
Right, okay, but there was an incident on Apollo 13.
Yeah. Why does everybody exaggerate things?
Well, it was an explosion of some sort, Bill.
Well, we don't know if it was an explosion. We know that the oxygen system failed, and they had to get in the lunar module to survive, and they all made it back.
Right.
Thank God.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. Maybe I ought to just go home and go to bed. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, down here on the Gulf Coast of Texas, I got a question for you. Speaking of countermeasures, how could one cloak themselves at night against this forward-looking infrared? You got any ideas?
Yeah, I got quite a few ideas, and some of them we put to use here, but it's nothing I'm going to discuss over the radio.
Does it have anything to do with rubber?
Well, like I said, it's not anything I'm going to discuss over the radio. There are some things that the militia has to keep to itself, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Okay. See you later.
All right. 602-337-2524 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Ann from Michigan.
Oh, hi, Ann. We miss you.
Oh, well, thank you. We miss you, too. And we think about you guys every day. I have some information that I read in a newsletter. I haven't verified it with my representative, but it's about vaccinations.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is a bill in Washington in the Senate and the House of Representatives sponsored by Ted Kennedy and Henry Waxman making all vaccinations mandatory for every individual in the United States. And
I don't live in the United States. I live in Arizona.
I know. Yes, and I'm wondering what their definition of United States is.
United States is the Federal District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and I believe the parts of the Marianas.
Yes, well, then we're safe. But if they're not using that definition, we're in trouble if this passed.
Well, the legislation, if it passes, has to define the words it uses if it changes the definition from the legal definition that it normally has. So we need to get a copy of the legislation and read it.
Right, yes, yeah. Yeah, it says that this article says that the bill would prevent the public from accessing information concerning side effects, which I think is outrageous.
Everything that they're doing are outrageous. These people are scumbags. They're traitors, and they don't care a lick for any of us out here.
Oh, I know. And
especially Ted Kennedy.
Right. And that they would require that each individual be supplied with a computer-linked vaccination tracking card. You know, is it? And that the card...
All I can say, folks, is clean your rifles.
If the card is not up to date, you'll be denied access to hotels, colleges, passports, Medicare benefits.
I don't need any of those things.
I know, yeah. But it's amazing. There's some statistics about vaccinations in case there's some people that don't realize that they're a problem, that vaccinations can be a health problem.
Mm-hmm.
That says during a 20-month period ending July of 92, there were more than 17,000 adverse events regarding vaccinations, including 2,525 severe injuries and 360 deaths following vaccinations were reported to the government.
Yes, and from all the research that my people have done, it's questionable if vaccinations ever worked at all.
Right, yes, that's for sure. Yeah, and they can lead to serious long-term illnesses that a person doesn't know. I mean, that can happen 20 years later.
Uh-huh.
You know, multiple sclerosis and arthritis and diabetes and various things, so... It's a serious thing to think about, and I hope I'm not living in their United States and that this bill doesn't pass.
Well, if it does, you still don't have to do it. Nobody can force you to accept any intrusion in your body whatsoever. I don't care how many laws they pass.
Yes, that's for sure.
And besides, we're just not going to put up with this crap much longer anyway.
No. No, we certainly aren't.
Their day is coming, I can guarantee you.
Yep. But I thought this was something that everybody should know is, I mean, I need to be woken up once in a while, too. And I thought that it's something worth checking into and, you know, making sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen, because we kind of get lulled into sleep, you know, working every day, doing our things. Everybody drives by in a freeway, and you think it's okay. You don't realize that there is a war going on right now.
That's correct. They've declared war against us, and they're slowly beating us into submission. And
yeah. We're trying to live a normal life in peace and harmony, and it's not going to be allowed by the other side.
That's right. We're going to have to reclaim our liberties the same way our forefathers claimed them for us in the first place.
Yes, we certainly are. Yes, I can definitely see that. So, well, I'm really glad to have a chance to talk to you again.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you again, Ann.
Thanks. Well, Paul's sitting here, too, and so he's being good, and he can't hear you because he's got the radio turned down. But so we'll let you get back to the next caller.
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ann and Paul are some very, very good people who were here for the conference, folks. And when I said I missed them, I truly meant it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. A little more prosaic questions. Whatever happened to Carolyn?
Carolyn's on vacation.
Oh, she? For how long?
Even Carolyn goes on vacation.
Well, how long has she been on vacation?
Well, I don't think it makes any difference. She should be back in about another week.
Oh, well, is she going to be back on the show?
No. She came to me one day and informed me in no uncertain terms that she was never going to talk to the sheeple again.
No.
Those are the exact words she used. She said, "I'm never going to talk to the sheeple again."
Okay, another question. Are you still advocating purchasing Gannett stock?
Yes, I do. If we can possibly gain control of that company, then I think we should make every effort to try. However, we got to a certain point where it just dried up. I mean, people just quit buying the stock.
Well, it looks like the stock market's going into the tank to me.
Well, I think...
I mean, would that still be a prudent thing to do? You know, even though you have the shares, I mean, you're going to be losing your butt, and I'd rather put money into
gold. Wait a minute. How can you lose your butt when you own part of a company?
Well, let's say you have $20,000.
No.
Listen to me, Bill. If you have $20,000...
That's the wrong way to think about it.
I
know exactly what you're going to say, and that's not the way to think about it. We're not going in this. We're not buying Gannett stock to make money or to save money. We're buying Gannett stock to purchase a media corporation so that we can print the truth. And to me, that's worth whatever amount of money it takes. I don't care whether the stock goes up or the stock goes down to 10 cents a share.
Yeah, well, you don't care about it, but the people who are still holding the stock care about it if they're watching their savings go down the drain. Now, you advocate people...
Good night. If that's what they care about, then we don't want them in our venture. This is not about money. It is about being able to present the truth to the American people. If you're interested in how much money you got in your bank account, or how big your house is, or how much you paid for your car, or how you can protect your assets against what's coming, call Swiss America Trading. Don't go buy Gannett stock. If you're interested in freedom, if you're interested in truth, if you're interested in getting the truth into the media that never prints the truth, then buy Gannett stock and forget about the damn money. I get so sick of this money crap. So many of you are so wedded to your money that you're going to let your freedom go down the tubes to protect your stupid money, not realizing that when you lose your freedom, they're going to take all your money anyway, and there's nothing you can do to stop that. Unless you're willing to get involved with us. Those of you who are married to your money, your wealth, and all you can think of is how you can make more money, you're a good portion of the cause of the situation that we're in. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
After all this time to try to get you, I have to follow a guy like that, and I am sorry.
Well, don't be sorry. God gave me a good opportunity to set it straight.
Now, most of your listeners understand what your point is. I don't know how he got in, okay? We will go back to Ann, who is a lot better caller. I just wondered what they were vaccinating us for. That was just a little side question.
Well, I think she meant all the vaccinations, whatever they are. There'll be a schedule, and everybody will have to get all the vaccinations.
Okay. I had two little questions. One's been bothering me for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard the end of it. About 5 weeks ago, a Mr. Zellman came hooked up on a radio talk show to the provinces. I'm in Connecticut now. He favored us with a couple of lies. I spoke to him, and I asked him two questions on the health bill. I said, I understand that all the people are not government employees, those 500 people. There was a lie there, Mr. Zellman. He said, absolutely not. Okay? And I said, I understand there's a penalty for doctors and patients who dare to go outside your alliance. He said, no, that was in some magazine. That was a false statement. Okay? Well, apparently Zellman was a liar. But right after he went off the air, this AM station said Mrs. Clinton and Ira Magaziner were to appear in court the 21st of September to explain why they lied to the American people.
That's correct.
So did you have any inkling how that ever turned out? Did they show up? Nobody seems to know this one.
Well, I don't know yet either, but we're going to find out. And yes, they did lie, and they did withhold information from Congress based upon the fact that they said that, you know, they made all these statements that were lies, and now they've been subpoenaed to come into court and explain the lies.
Uh-huh. So, okay, well, if you get any word, I'll be listening eagerly for the results of that because it's overdue. My other question, I know this is absolutely recent and you don't have a chance to gather the information, but what do you suspect is behind this slaughter of the people in Switzerland on that cult thing they claim?
I have no idea.
Okay, perhaps.
But they were not called the Rose Cross.
Yeah.
They are not the Rose Cross Order. They did not commit suicide. They were executed, and they were not a religious cult. Their leader did not call himself Jesus. In fact, they were involved in alternative medical things.
Oh, wow.
And that's the truth of it. So.
Okay, well, keep digging as you do so well, and we'll be listening, and I thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Don't forget, folks, Monday night, October the 10th, we will no longer be heard on this frequency. Monday night, October the 10th, we will no longer be heard on this frequency. So you'll all have to shift over to 5.065 megahertz. 5.065 megahertz beginning Monday night, October the 10th. I don't know if you've all read the news on the Endeavor mission, but they're carrying a powerful radar, probably the most powerful radar that's ever been developed. And this article is from the Phoenix Gazette, dated Friday, September 30th, 1994. Endeavor blasts off with powerful radar, Cape Canaveral, Florida. After a one-and-a-half-month delay, Endeavor blasted off at sunrise today with the world's most powerful civilian space radar, capable of piercing clouds, plants, sand, and ice. The space shuttle lifted off for its 10-day flight at 4:16 a.m. Arizona time. The 366-million-plus radar will search for buried treasures along the Silk Road once traveled by Marco Polo, map the mist-shrouded home of Africa's endangered mountain gorillas, and track oil intentionally dumped into the North Sea by oceanographers. It will scan the habitat of endangered pandas in China, examine stagnant pools in areas of malarial outbreaks, and inspect the area around the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Ukraine to see how the environment is recovering from the 1986 nuclear disaster. Then there are the more traditional radar uses, the focus of this mission and the one back in April, surveying volcanoes, forests, oceans, and rivers for clues about global change. Now, in case you think that this radar is new, many, many years ago, they sent a spacecraft to photograph Venus. If you know anything about Venus, it's covered with thick, dense, unbelievably dense clouds of different chemicals. And it is, these clouds are as thick as the entire atmosphere of Venus. But this spacecraft sent back pictures of, in fact, it mapped the whole surface of the planet through this dense cloud structure. So this is nothing new. They're just now letting you know that they have it. And I want to let you know, folks, if this is capable of looking through sand and clouds and plants and ice, don't you think it's possible that it could also look through a roof? I think it's very possible. But I don't know that for sure. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was on. I've heard several parts of your show the last three or four weeks, and it was one of the shows that you did was three or four weeks ago, and I got some questions about it. My reception faded in and out and so forth. You were talking at one time about a civilization or a country where they eliminated the 20,000 of the leaders of the country, and it was effective in you know, overthrowing a bad government and so forth. Where was that? I missed that. I couldn't. I faded in and out, and I missed that.
I don't think that you were listening to my show.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, definitely.
And I was talking about a country where they eliminated 20,000 of the leaders?
Well, they were talking about...
Sorry, it wasn't my show.
Well, gee. next question. Where are you in Arizona?
Our mailing address is P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, 85901.
85901, Sholo.
Uh-huh.
What was the box again?
P.O. Box 1420.
Okay. Now, I can get the Behold a Pale Horse and your other stuff from that address?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I got another thing for you. I was listening to a local talk show. I'm calling you from Detroit area here. And I was listening to a local talk show, and there's a guy in the mornings that's very sympathetic to our cause, and he made the observation. He says, you know, a lot of you patriots out there, he didn't mean you, but I mean just in general, have the idea that when push comes to shove, they'll be able to get into their vehicles and go and meet somewhere and so forth. And he says that when it comes down, what's going to happen is they're going to block all the roads and nobody's going to, everybody's going to be put under, what do you call it, house, not house arrest, but there's going to be a curfew. and that it's going to thwart the militia group.
You mean they're going to tell me I can't go out after 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, well, suppose. Now, that's my question to you. Is it feasible? What do you think? You're laughing. Obviously, you think it's foolish, but...
Well, if he thinks the curfew is going to stop me, well, he better think again.
Oh, he's talking about road access. Not just
and if he thinks a blocking a road is going to stop me, he better think again. Everybody here has four-wheel drive vehicles, and we don't give a damn about a road.
Yeah, but he was referring to your big cities, like Detroit.
Anybody who gets got in a big city when this all goes down is dead. It doesn't matter whether the roads are blocked or not. The food will stop going. The checks will stop coming. The water will be shut off. And they're going to kill each other. They don't have to even go in and mess with those people. They're all going to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been telling people that for a long, long time. If you live in a major population center, you better get the hell out of there and you better do it real quick. If you get caught there, when all this comes down, you're dead.
You think it'll happen in the winter?
I know it will happen in the winter.
You think it'll be this winter? I know I'm putting you out on a limb. I'm
not on a limb. I've already made comments on this. I said it could very well be this winter, but I don't know that for sure. But I'm going to be prepared. Wise people will be prepared. If it's not this winter, we should not grumble because we were prepared for it. We should thank our lucky stars and get ready for next winter.
Now, one next question. Is this new frequency? I hadn't heard about that. I'm glad because I would have never found you. Is your reception, you think, going to be better?
Why wouldn't you have found me? All you have to do when you can't hear me is call the radio station and say, where's Bill Cooper?
I mean, worldwide Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay. Well, it seems like you're right at midnight. There's a power cut. That would be 9 o'clock your time when you come on. Radio Free America comes in pretty good most nights, but you come in, you fade, and it's really hard to hear you sometimes, which is extremely frustrating.
Well, I make people angry. They don't want anybody to hear me. They do things to make sure that some people don't hear me.
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling for you, and I'm going to write you and get you have a list of publications and so forth, tapes and so forth?
Send this $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope, and we'll send you the whole information pack.
Very good. Listen, I'm delighted to get to hear you, to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
602-337-2524 is the number, folks. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, I actually made it through. I'm Dave from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, Dave.
And I've learned so much from you, and I'm very grateful, you know, that you've done so much to educate me, and I share this with other people. I have a shortwave radio that I listen to you. There's something that you've never mentioned, and I think it's a good idea, and I wanted to ask you about it. And that is, sure, it's important to have gold and silver. I understand that. But don't you think that coinage is good to have because
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean...
gold and silver coins.
Yeah, but just Anthony B. Dollars and quarters and nickels and dimes, because wouldn't that be a good idea to have as well?
Wait a minute, I don't think you heard me. I said gold and silver coins. Are those gold and silver coins?
Well, they could be, sure.
Well, they better be or they're worthless.
Okay. I understand that, but it'd be a good idea just to have coins that even though they are not gold and silver, just...
Negative. No. When all this goes down, nobody's going to take your funny money anymore.
Even the coins?
Nobody. Try to pawn it off on me, I'll laugh in your face.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, so Mark from Michigan, and I know that he's got a lot of problems, and I know he's certainly not somebody you're looking up to, and he's questionable to me as well. But
I don't look up to anybody who misrepresents himself, and he has lied about who he is. He is not who he says he is.
Yeah, I've learned that from you. Well, that was my question, and keep up the good work, and God bless you, and I hope you win in your coming trial, and I hope that, you know, that works out for you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye.
602-337-2524. Let's hear from you and see what's on your mind. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I just started listening to you, and I think you're wonderful. I got turned on to you by my mother. She used to live in Texas, and she moved to Shiloh. And she gave me a radio, a shortwave radio. And now I pick you up clear as a bell because I live in Arizona also.
Uh-huh.
And my husband, I've been trying to tell him what's going on. He thinks I'm totally insane. Totally. And I have a little boy, same age as your little Pooh. And I also have a 10-year-old.
Well, good, because she's looking for a husband, you know.
Well, he don't like girls right now, I'm sorry. Maybe when he gets older. But I'm just really scared to death about what I'm going to do. Because, see, I don't have my husband to back me up.
Well, you know, that's something that I can't help you with.
I have my family in Shiloh, but they're so far away, I can't get their lickety-split, you know.
That's something I can't help you with. You have communications to make with him and decisions to make and all kinds of things that there's nobody else can help you with those things but you and him.
Right. And also I wanted to tell you about a dream I had. I had a dream that I've never met you, and I always listen to your program, and for some reason I had a dream that I was in a group of people, and we were in the middle of a big piece of land there, cleared off. There was some forest around. But all of a sudden I looked up in the sky, and I saw what to me looked like Jesus was coming. And I went running to it, thinking, Jesus. I said to all the people in the group, I said, Jesus is coming. Let's go. This is it. And I started to ascend up into the air, and you grabbed my ankle and pulled me down and said, that's not Jesus. And when it got closer, it was a brilliant, spectacular-looking device. I don't know what it was, but when it got closer, it was the huge, huge flag of the United States. You said that was the Antichrist. You said that was not Jesus. And that scared me. That dream scared me.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
I do
know they have the devices to make that dream become reality.
Right. I've heard that. And
you can see it every night at Disneyland in Anaheim, California,
if you want
to. Which reminds me, folks, I said the address of Disneyland was 1313 Anaheim Boulevard, and I was thinking of the city Anaheim. It's really 1313 Harbor Boulevard in Anaheim, California. So sometimes I make mistakes, and when I find out about them, I correct them, and that's a correction. So everybody take note of that, please.
Okay. Well, it's very nice talking to you, and please keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you, too. And don't have any more of those bad dreams.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 602-337-2524. That was an interesting dream, because that's just about one of the scenarios that they might pull on everybody. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. It's Monty in Vermont.
Hi, Monty.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. I wanted to bring you up to date. I saw something today in one of the local papers that really caught my eye in a big way. There's a parade that's going to happen on Sunday the 16th at 1:30 in Rutland, Vermont. It's the largest parade in 100 years, sponsored by Vermont's Freemasons. It says that thousands of Freemasons and their families from all parts of North America and some from as far as England, Scotland, and Greece will be in Rutland to help commemorate the historic event of the bicentennial Vermont Freemasons.
Yeah. Well, they're having bigger and bigger meetings and becoming more and more public. They used to be very secretive, you see, but their dream of their new world order, their utopian government, is just on the horizon, and they're all getting antsy. They just can't wait.
There was something in the article that caught me as well. It was like a public service announcement kind of thing in it. And included in it said that twice-a-year seminars sponsored by the Freemasons are held for Vermont teachers at the Holiday Inn. That would be here in Rutland.
Uh-huh.
These seminars, which instruct teachers how to deal with the substance problems in the community, have been funded by Vermont's Freemasons through charitable donations in excess of $110,000.
I got news for you. Public education was the idea of Freemasonry. It was promoted by Freemasonry. It was brought to reality by Freemasonry.
I guess I need to do some studying then, Bill.
Yep.
I got a question for you while I'm out here. I've been shopping for a good rifle to get, and I was wondering if you had any recommendations of something pretty decent. I could pick up pretty much anywhere in the U.S.
Well, just about anything good is getting scarce and difficult to find, and every day the price is going up. So whatever you get, you better get it quick. I don't know what you, I don't know how good a shot you are. I don't know what you intend to use it for. I don't know what range you need. These are things that you need to discuss with somebody who's a firearms expert there in your area.
Okay.
I prefer long range stuff myself, but
right. You said you had one that went out to a dozen yards out.
No, it's accurate to 1 mile, but I have. You have to practice and work up to it, and you have to zero your scope. And right now, I'm zeroing my scope at 1,000 yards, which most people would never do. And I'm within 6 inches of a bullseye at 1,000 yards, and I'm not going to make any further adjustments because I can Kentucky windage 6 inches with no problem.
Very, very good. I want to get that good sometime.
Well, you can. Anybody can. It's just it's practice. It's breathing. It's trigger squeeze instead of pull. It's a lot of things. But anybody can be as good as they want to be at anything that they want to be because we all have the same brain and the same opportunities to use that brain.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I just wondered if you had any recommendations. There was only one thing that caught my eye. It was a Ruger M77, I think it was.
Well, according to Tim, that's a good rifle.
That caught my eye. All righty. Well, I won't tell your phone up any longer.
Okay.
Take care and have a good night.
You too. 602-337-2524. And good evening. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon. Where are you at?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. It's afternoon there. Okay.
Afternoon until daylight.
Okay.
How far is Sholo from Boulder, Colorado?
How far is Sholo from Boulder, Colorado?
Huh?
About maybe 2 days drive or day and a half drive if you stay overnight somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. I want to have to talk to Boss, Boulder Outdoor Survival School.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't make it the first day. I had to go back. I got one lung of asthma. Didn't realize it was 9,000 feet.
Oh, yeah. You go up in altitude, and you're used to lower altitudes. It can be quite trying on you.
Boy, that cottonwoods were in bloom, and that stuff was sticking to my skin. I was breathing that stuff, and I was just about to die in my own misery.
Well, let that be a warning to you, because things are going to get tough.
I know. I thought the Ohio Valley was bad, but, man, that's beautiful country, but I can't survive it. I was wanting to make a trip with my family and go through southern Arizona and maybe go up, and I was wanting to show them where we were at, but that's a little bit out of our way what we had planned.
Yeah, well, we're not in southern Arizona anyway.
Yeah.
We're in about central eastern Arizona.
I found it on the map, but I couldn't find Boulder. I didn't have a Utah map.
Hmm.
Boss must run a pretty good school. Talked to several of the people while I was there. They enjoyed it. It's primitive. If you're into primitive skills, I mean, it has nothing to do with modern-day survival. It's just primitive skills.
Actually, I'm into comfort and relaxation, but I'm prepared for primitive skills. Let's put it that way.
I practice primitive skills, and I like my 6-inch springs and my foster pig and my foam pillow. And I got my oxygen machine running. It's a shame I couldn't have it with me. I'm trying to find a way to make it solar, but I don't think I can get enough to do that.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Cooper, you're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
Of all the weirdos that's called tonight, I was trying to think of something dumb to ask you, but I guess it's all been covered.
Well, they're not weirdos. They just need to get it together.
Yeah, I love primitive skills. I thought you might be close, and I was wanting to drive by. I would like to see your library. It's fascinating to listen to you talk about it and everybody else talk about it. Have a good evening.
You too.
Take care of your family.
Thank you.
I know you will.
Good night. 602-337-2524. Got time for maybe a couple more phone calls. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill. I was curious. I haven't heard on any of the various shortwave broadcasts
anything about Stevie Kidd and her bid for Congress in California. I was wondering if you had any information regarding that.
Well, I live in California, and nobody sent me anything, and I'm busy trying to save a country and not elect Stevie Kidd.
Oh, no,
although I hope she gets elected.
Yeah, I was just odd that she just disappeared from, from my perspective out here on the East Coast.
Well, she's concentrating on getting elected in a district in California.
Right, right. Okay. And I just wanted to mention one other thing, and perhaps you'd already heard about it or someone faxed you some information. I'm calling from Rhode Island, by the way. What happened recently, a billboard went up, excuse me, and it was sponsored by, the name of the group was the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. I might be incorrect on that. But what it was a billboard of, and the caption was, "All in favor of gun control, raise their right hand," and it was a large picture of Adolf Hitler in the Nazi salute.
Yeah, they've been using that for a long, long time.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but I had heard that. But anyway, it caused quite a stir. It was on all the talk shows and newspapers and news programs out here.
Good for them.
Yep, yep. Okay, well, thanks for that information. Take care.
Thank you. And that should be some kind of indication to those of you who always say, "It's the Jews, it's the Jews." No, it's not the Jews. And a lot of Jews are just as patriotic as anybody else and are fighting this battle right along with the rest of us. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, that fellow was talking about being up in elevation in Ohio.
Turn your radio off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't have time for this, folks. We've only got a couple minutes left. 602-337-2524. If you'd like to get in this last little bit here. Let me see. What am I going to use for a going out of here music? I think I'll... Yeah, that's a good one. 602-337-2524. If you want to be the last caller for the night, good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jerry Normandin from Fall River, Mass. How you doing?
Good.
I hear a lot of people are getting into this anti-New World Order stuff.
Well, I hope they are.
It blows my mind. It's happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, isn't it strange? You know, years ago when I started telling people what was going to happen, they all said I was crazy. Now they can all see it right in front of their eyes.
Yeah, I tell you. I mean, look how AT&T is starting to squeeze this stuff in with that new card out. Imagine, no money, you know. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. They remember they used to have a card, AT&T, one world, one card.
That's it. That's it. And my wife can't believe it, but she doesn't like the gun bit. But I'm telling her, when it all goes down, we're still going to be here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's not going to be any rapture. Nobody's going to escape. Nobody's going to rise up into the clouds unless it's as vapor.
Well, the rapture's going to be, we're all going to be dead eventually. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I like what you're doing. we just have to educate people that... look what's happening at the supermarkets. You can use your credit card now. You know what I mean? I mean, the government wants more control. They want to track you better. I mean, there was this woman that worked at...
They want it all.
Yeah, no, there was this woman at an accountant. She works as an accountant. And she couldn't believe it that when she was getting tracked, when someone was getting tracked by the IRS, that they found that person within 10 minutes because they used a credit card.
Yeah. Listen, we're out of time.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, folks. God bless you all.